This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Israeli military strikes in Jenin continue as part of the West Bank raid, AP correspondent Julia Frankel reports the UN World Health Organization is about to vaccinate thousands of young Palestinian children.
Again, a massive campaign to vaccinate some 640,000 children under the age of 10 in Gaza against polio, a disease they fear is now sweeping the strip because of Israel's continued offensive there. The campaign comes after reports of the first confirmed polio case in Gaza in a 10-month-old who's now paralyzed in his lower left leg.
Meanwhile, two missiles suspected to have been fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a ship in the Gulf of Aden. The missiles splashed down Friday nearby without causing any damage. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center, which said that the attack happened 240 kilometers east of Aden. Germany announced it resumed flying convicted criminals of the Afghan nationality to their home country on Friday, with the government eyeing polls showing a far-right anti-migrant party set to take the first place in at least one of the two elections in eastern states on Sunday. Zachary Goldman with Reuters.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Friday said his country had resumed sending flights of Afghan citizens convicted of crimes back to their home country. A post on social media by the nation's interior minister said Germany on Friday deported 28 criminals to Afghanistan. Berlin had halted returning people to Kabul due to human rights concerns after the Taliban retook power in 2021. But pressure mounted on Scholz's coalition government to reverse that suspension after a fatal stabbing in the city of Zulingen linked to Islamic State at a festival last week. At a memorial for the victims, Scholz vowed to step up deportations.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. And this is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani reports Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crashed earlier in the week.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired his Air Force chief days after an F-16 warplane crashed during a Russian bombardment. The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Venezuelans awoke Friday to a major power outage in the capital and several states. President Nicolas Maduro's government blamed the outage, which is said to have begun around 4:50 in the morning, on electrical sabotage. Freddy Nanez, the communications minister, said officials were working to restore power. Venezuela in years past suffered from regular power outages that the government almost always blamed on its opponents, but that energy experts said were the result of brush fires, damaging transmission lines, and poor maintenance of the country's electrical infrastructure. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on union litigation in the Canadian railroad labor dispute, which caused lockouts and halted shipments to and from the United States.
The Teamsters Union, which represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads, has filed lawsuits against back-to-work orders. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the two rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations released $100 million on Friday for humanitarian emergencies in 10 countries in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and the Caribbean. Acting UN humanitarian chief Joyce Musuya said lack of funding in these countries is preventing aid agencies from providing life-saving assistance, and that it's heart-wrenching. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.